Welcome to Stuff Electrician Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Hey, I had a question come in the email the other day, and I thought, you know what, this would be a great opportunity to answer this question. And I'm sure there are a lot of guys or gals out there that have asked themselves this question, and it can be a real hindrance sometimes. So I thought, you know what a great opportunity to address this. So sit back and take the next few minutes and listen to the question, see what you think, see if you've got any suggestions that you could offer to Corey, and see if we can get him going in the trade. Got a question from Corey the other day and thought it'd be a great opportunity to answer this. Corey asked if it was a good idea for somebody who is forgetful to pursue a career in the electrical field. And I don't see why not, Corey. I mean, it's you just about anybody can be forgetful in just about any field. But I wanted to share a tip or a story about somebody who had the same issue and overcame the issue with one very specific strategy in their business. And I noticed this, I saw this guy doing this, and so I asked him about it. But basically what he did was, anytime he went on a job, he had a checklist to take care of each and every single step along the process, along the way. So say, for instance, he went into a room in a house, and you know, there were certain things that he did in his process. So, you know, a home run, putting in a TV, putting in a telephone, a receptacle, you know, whatever the case may be. He had a checklist for each and every step. You know, are my wires stapled the appropriate amount away from the box? Are they stapled every so often? And because he did this, he had very few things called by the inspectors, and he was able to be more efficient. Now, I know that some guys out there would probably say, oh, that's just a waste of time. Oh, you shouldn't have to have a checklist. You should just know all this stuff off the top of your head. And you know what? Some guys might be able to do that, but not everybody is like that. A lot of guys out there, you know, they're so busy and maybe they're forgetful, absent-minded, whatever. And it saves them time and makes them more efficient, which makes them more money later on down the road if they have that checklist. Okay, I've just finished this this room. Let me go through my checklist. I'm going to check this, and this. Did I miss anything? And as he went through his years, as he went through, you know, the different kind of work that he did, whether it was commercial, residential, whatever, you know, he was able to build his checklist of steps that he needed to do to make sure he was getting the job done in the most efficient way, in the most efficient manner that was going to make him the most money in the long run. So can a forgetful person, should a forgetful person pursue a career in the electrical field? Sure. I don't see why not. I don't see why you should let that hold you back. Just build a system to help you get around that weakness and turn it into a strength. You know, make sure that you like the field enough, and that you're not going to go into it and hate it and hate every day that you do it. And as you evolve, and as you learn, and as you grow, and as you take the opportunity to better yourself each and every day, it won't be a problem. And eventually, you know, you'll probably do it enough that you're going to become awesome, and you know, you'll remember the stuff that you need to remember. So anyways, just thought that was a good answer, or good question to answer for any of you guys or gals out there that might think that if you're a little bit forgetful, it might hold you back. Don't let it hold you back. Get out there and get after it. That's kind of some of the things that we'll cover in the Apprentice Guide. If you haven't gotten your free issue of that yet, link is up in the description. Go to electricianslibrary.com/apprentice guide, and you can get your free issue of the Apprentice Guide. Just put your email in there, and I will email that to you, and you can check out all the cool information in there. So anyways, guys, my phone is about to die, and so I better hop off before it just ends up cutting me off. But I appreciate you tuning in, and until next time, I'm John Workman. Stay grounded.